Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
And I got a stat, Ray, that I would like us to track. Well, you're not going to track this for us. So, Lucas, I got a stat that I would like this show to officially track the rest of the way. Are you ready for it? Here's what I would like us to pay attention to the rest of this basketball season and see if there's a correlation there. The stat that I want tracked the rest of the way for the Golden State Warriors is simply this. What's the Warriors' record when Jordan Poole hits more threes than he has turnovers? What's their record going to be the rest of the way when he hits more threes than he has turnovers? He hit five threes last night. He had four turnovers. So that's a win for Jordan Poole in the let's track that stat category. And it was a win for the Golden State Warriors. So one for one starting last night. To sort of retrofit this question to the games that have already been played, it really hasn't correlated that much as dramatically as I thought it would up until now. But maybe with Curry out, it means even a little bit more now than it did before. The Warriors are 8-6 when Jordan Poole makes more three-pointers than turnovers that he commits in a game so far this year. So that to me is sort of an interesting mix of where does this team go, how did they get there, and just cleaning up their own runny noses. Turning the ball over a little less here and there is going to go so far for this basketball team. It would be a miracle. It would be a godsend to value 5, 6, 7 possessions more valuable in a game than it normally is to them. It could be the difference between you're a 4 seed or you're in the play-in tournament, or, oh my God, you actually missed the playoffs.
It will be interesting to see how that pencils out. But the Warriors have never been sort of terribly affected by their high turnover numbers.
I know. It's part of their DNA.
Yeah. And I think it's because of two things. One, they would score at such volumes that you take chances with the ball. But the other thing was you could rely on them to keep another team around 110. When you're giving up 118, all of a sudden now that's three more turnovers that you either have to get rid of or 10 points you have to manufacture somewhere else. And I think the turnovers look worse this year because you can point to games where, man, if they took better care of the basketball, they'd been all right. Because this is the first year where you don't know what you're getting from them, game in and game out. They're just not reliable as a, well, they're playing these guys, they'll do this. And so I don't know. I mean, like I said, I'll be interested to see what it is. But I think the turnovers are less vital to them than it is forcing the other team not to shoot well. And that means defending. Maybe, yeah, and it's not even forcing turnovers. It's just, you know, getting in the faces of shooters. And that seems pretty elemental. But I think, you know, of the 25 lowest shooting percentages that the other team has had this year, the Warriors are 22-3, which means that when they defend, that's the takeaway. And I don't know that it's about what Jordan Poole does or doesn't do, except insofar as last night you saw him probably at his most team-centric. It was he was trying to make other guys better. And that seemed to be sort of the cry the whole night for a lot of people, but he really stood out for that. He wasn't spending as much time looking for his shot as he was doing what we talked about earlier, which is looking for the best shot in the possession for whoever takes it. And I think when he can do that consistently, he'll be a lot easier on people's stomachs, just because that means he has figured out what makes a valuable guard in this team, on this team.
Well, and look, his best games come when either Steph or Klay is absent, and his best game comes when he's part of the starting five. And the rhyme or reason to that, you know, you would never choose to have Steph or Klay absent. But man, he is a different player when he's in the starting five, when he feels like he's been given more responsibility to get the Warriors over the hump. He usually plays up to that level of responsibility. He's an offensive whiz. He's probably got the best handles and wiggles on the entire team. Sloppy? Yes. Dribble it off his own ankle in crucial moments? Yeah, that can happen. Defensively, an adventure at times? Yep. But this team has cast its die with Jordan Poole. Somebody says here from the 240 on the Xfinity Mobile text line says, the Warriors are now a chucking team because of the addition of Poole. Before it was only Klay who was undisciplined. Well, I don't know about it was only him, but Klay did try to do too much early on. And I think you could accuse Poole correctly of doing the same thing early on at times. He said, since we've added Poole to the rotation, the overall basketball IQ is far lower because of Poole. I don't know if it's all on him. The entire team is letting down its old, you know, intelligence quotient just because of the lack of defense all around. He says, because his defense is a far worse, but Damon isn't man enough to discuss that. He's all about hating on Wiseman. Listen to me.
Shame on you.
And listen to me good. I don't hate James Wiseman. The Golden State Warriors do. Okay? It's not about me. It's not about me. One guy plays for the basketball team that you claim to watch. The other one does not. There you go. I mean, I don't know how to say it any more than that. There is ample opportunity to play James Wiseman. If he had earned it, they determined he hasn't earned it. It's year three. It's not working out. And there's no reason to pretend that it is. To make anybody feel better about it, including yourself. Damon's not man enough to discuss these facts. Here are the facts. Jordan Poole's making $130 million a year. He is more important to the Golden State Warriors than James Wiseman will ever be. Those are the indisputable, confirmable with your own two eyes, facts, stats you need to know. So be man enough to admit that, Chief. Come on. I don't hate James Wiseman. I just don't like seven-footers who don't rebound. And to me, that is James Wiseman's biggest on-court sin. He's not much of a defender or a rebounder. And that's why it's not working out for him. If James Wiseman never scored a bucket in his career and was 12 rebounds a night, he's starting for this team. He's starting for them. But he can't do that. So that's why he doesn't even play for him.
Yeah, I don't know that Poole and Weissman are comparable on any level because their jobs are radically different. So I don't know what the... That's why you don't read that stuff. You can let those go. Just, you know, I mean, Weissman is a whole different thing. I mean, Poole operates in a almost a different universe than Weissman does for purposes of comparison. So it's not worth bringing up. I mean, Poole's issues are that he hasn't got the fully well-rounded game yet that you can rely on night in and night out. You'll have a game like last night when he was as delightful as he can be. And then you'll have nights where if he's not starting, it's in his head. Or he's taking shots too early in a possession because he's in a hurry to, you know, establish his place in the game rather than letting the game come to him. It's just, you know, it's a matter of doing it night in and night out that is preventing him from winning over the area. And when he does that, it will be obvious to you. And when I say you, I mean everybody, not you. So it just, you know, is it taking long? Yeah, because he's working as a comparison point with a guy who's a mortal lock as a Hall of Famer and another guy who's a borderline Hall of Famer. He is neither of those things yet. So chill out.
Somebody's saying, Jordan Poole only makes $4 million a year. Yeah, look at the guaranteed contract, Chief. Look at the guaranteed contract.
You did misspeak when you said he was making $130 million a year.
$130 million, obviously, I mean over the course of the contract.
That's why I didn't correct you.
And it's got a $32 million annual average value coming to him at the beginning of next season. It's very fair to call Jordan Poole a $30 million a year player starting right now. Because that's what he is going to be. Guaranteed. They couldn't take it back even if they wanted to. So, come on. Don't get into semantics with me. I will literally dunk on your entire family.
With verdant power.
Verdant. Not inadvertent. A verdant dunk. My vert. You can't dunk without a good vert, Ray.
And you have a good vert, do you?
No, not at all.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
For 2026, Toyota is the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book. With the Tacoma, Tundra, and 4Runner named the top three for resale value above all vehicles by KBB. And with special financing available at your local Toyota dealer, you can enjoy affordability today, while great resale value can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.